Yeah, time now to talk a little bit of racing with Brad Davidson. Good morning, Brad.
Yeah, morning, guys.
Glenn Boss moving to Sydney.
Yeah, that seems to be the plan. Bossy, you know, even though he's hit it back, hasn't he, since that stint overseas, and it was going to sound like he was going to be up in Queensland riding there, but story by Ray Thomas in the telly this week has highlighted that he'll be coming to Sydney for at least 3 months from August. I think he's even going to ride it at Rose Hill this weekend. So Bossy's going to have a crack here. I think he's winning the Doncaster, and also the big prize money on offer in New South Wales has definitely lured him here. So looking forward to seeing what sort of support Bossy gets in New South Wales. Obviously, you know, known for a long time as a big time rider or big race rider, so we'll see what sort of support he gets heading into the spring.
Yeah, well, the massive advantage he has, Brad, is he can ride so light. Well, one, plus his record.
Yes, exactly right. I know he's got punters probably have mixed opinions of him. A lot of punters love him, a lot of punters don't like him. But one thing about him is, you know, you're right, he's got such a good record, he can ride light, and no doubt we'll get plenty of support.
We spoke this morning about John Moore. He could end up in Sydney after coming home from Hong Kong.
Strange one, this one, isn't it? I'm a big believer that champion trainers or champion athletes or champion, you know, whatever it is, if their performances are still there, I mean, he's still fighting for the trainers' premiership, and they have the right, I believe, to call time on their career when they want to. If their performance is still there, I see no... I'm a bit shocked, to be honest, about why Hong Kong are so keen to say this is your last season coming up when he's fighting for the trainer's premiership. He's won it 7 times over there. He's an absolute champion trainer, and he has the zest to continue. His results are there, everything's there. It's a bit surprising why they want to force him out, and I can understand the frustration from the John Moore team there. So, look, we'll see a lot to play out there, but he might even end up back in Australia. He's sort of flagged that Sydney might be a possibility, but who knows if there'll be a rethink over there. I know there's a lot of conjecture about it and people on John Moore's side in that situation.
Ramorny tomorrow, there's a couple of big scratchings.
Yeah, Alberman and Bonomi both out of the race there, so a couple of the emergencies getting a run. I think Starboy needs one more to come out to get a run as well. So, look, still a strong field there for the Ramorny for the 2-day Grafton Carnival. Always an outstanding carnival, obviously kicks off there tomorrow and with the cup there on Thursday. So, yeah, a couple of scratchings from the sprint, but should be still a good field, and looking forward to watching it all unfold on the Sky Racing platforms over the next few days.
Have you got a tip in Newcastle today, mate?
Yeah, just a one each way base. It's just a small play for me today. Race 7, number 5, just Sweet Tycoon. Returns from a short break. Form was pretty sound last preparation. She has a good fresh record, placed 3 or 4, and chased home a subsequent highway winner first up last prep. So I think, you know, she'll get back in the ruck here, but there's good enough speed and the each way odds on offer. I thought she was worth a little nibble there, race 7, number 5.
Okay, she's 750, so each way?
Yeah, I think so. Just something small each way there, and hopefully we can build a bank for tomorrow.
Oh, beautiful. Are you going to Grafton or...?
No, I wish. I went there a few years ago. I've been meaning to get back ever since. But no, I'll be on track in Sydney tomorrow.
Big time. Big time coming up in Grafton. And we'll be keeping a close eye on the Ramorny, because then we'll be looking forward to what comes out of that, maybe to go to the Kosciuszko and some other events in coming weeks. So we look forward to that immensely. Good on you, Brad.
Thanks, guys.